Welcome to the PS Younger Self podcast, where we talk to inspiring entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and creatives on how we can all crush our fears and optimize our lifestyle to live our most fulfilling lives, and always on our own terms. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of PS Younger Self. I'm your host, Chris, and I want to start off today's episode with a short but true story. This is a brief but true story, and by the end of the story, you will understand why I want to start off this episode with it. There was once a sweet girl who grew up painfully shy, and in grade school, she would sit alone in the playground because she felt different from the other kids in school. Her first friend was named Eva, and she came into her life with a little nudge from both of their mothers. As the years passed, this girl moved through school, still very, very shy, but finding little moments of courage here and there. She eventually even found herself as a co-captain of the cheerleading squad in junior high. But when it came to talking to boys, whew, that was another story. Her shyness completely gripped her tightly, making it even impossible to make eye contact with boys. Her mother, always as a source of support, even helped her get a prom date with the son of a family friend. So her first kiss, well, that didn't even come until freshman year in college. So why did I start off by sharing a story of this little girl? That painfully shy girl from grade school whose mother helped her make friends and even find her a prom date in high school was me. Yes, me. Reflecting back on my painfully shy younger soul as a now 44-year-old woman who is more confident and self-assured than ever, I want to say to her, I am incredibly proud of you. You've journeyed far from the grips of fear, insecurities, and self-doubt that once held you back as a painfully shy girl through the road that looked totally uncertain. But look where you are now. It is completely a testament to your tenacity and fortitude. So I'm proud of you. So you're probably wondering, how did that painfully shy girl who couldn't even make friends and get a prom date build such self-confidence and self-esteem? Well, let me tell you, it certainly didn't happen overnight. I gradually gained self-confidence and became more independent as I faced life's challenges just head on. But it wasn't until my 40s is when I started to cultivate a newfound sense of self-assurance, and which is what I call this unshakable self-confidence. See, my personal story is proof that self-confidence is not a fixed trait. You and everyone, all of us, are not born with a certain level of confidence. We cultivate it and we build unshakable self-confidence and self-esteem over time. But building self-confidence is largely what psychologists call volitional, which means that it is by our own choice. See, with conscious effort and deliberate effort to build the self-confidence, anyone, literally anyone, can build this unshakable self-confidence. Now, let me share with you how I began to foster what I call this unshakable self-confidence, so you can too. But first, let me describe self-confidence and self-esteem, because there are subtle differences worth noting. Both are independently valuable to cultivate, of course. See, self-esteem is the way you feel about yourself in different areas, like your intelligence, personality, your appearance, and success. And self-confidence, on the other hand, is believing in yourself, trusting in yourself for your abilities, your judgment, and what you can achieve. See, moreover, I personally describe unshakable self-confidence as being when you're so self-assured of who you are and the choices you make. Two, you are intrinsically motivated by those choices you make every single day. Three, you're not distracted by other people that are in their journey because you're too focused on yours. Four, you rarely start to second guess yourself. 5, you own your insecurities, not just your strengths. And 6, you take accountability for every single choice you make because you know every choice, decision, and action you make is your choice and are linked to your desired outcome, future, and quality of life. So here are 10 ways to build unshakable self-confidence. 1, you want to build an acute sense of self-awareness. There's a reason why I start out by saying you want to build this acute sense of self-awareness, because just as a solid foundation is essential for building a sturdy structure for a building, it is understanding your authentic, true self that serves as the cornerstone upon which you can construct your own self-confidence. This means you want to take the time and set the intention to truly, really understand how you are showing up every day. You want to start to observe your self-talk, identify your own fears and your insecurities, those limiting self-beliefs, as well as your true authentic desires and goals in all areas of your life, and not influenced or directed by external factors or anybody in your life, but led by your own inner compass. See, this lays the groundwork for a more authentic and empowered sense of self. 2, reflective confidence boost. See, this is a transformative mirror talk that I do. And let me share a little secret. I talk to myself in the mirror every single morning. I know it sounds a little weird. And you know, the way I talk to myself in the mirror is drastically different from the way my painfully shy and insecure younger self did many, many, many years ago. See, my younger self would nitpick at every little imperfection, and I would have these wishful thoughts like, I wish my skin was clearer. See, I had really bad teenage acne. I wish that my eyes were bigger. I wish that my thighs were smaller, etc., etc. But do you know how I talk to myself today? And to be very honest, I didn't start to practice this as a way to cultivate self-confidence at all initially. But I caught myself doing this regularly and realized, wow, I think I'm genuinely happy and proud of the person in front of the mirror. And I love the way I look. I tell myself things like, I love the way I'm looking today. I am looking and feeling really healthy. I love my body. And sometimes I even do a little dance naked. Yes, I do, in front of the mirror. And you know what? It feels really, really good. Trust me, starting your day with a genuine positive self-talk by acknowledging yourself in the mirror is incredibly powerful and a transformative way to prime your day. Give it a try, really, and let me know how it feels for you. 3, celebrate your wins, even the little ones. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small, throughout your process you think it is, wherever you are in goal setting. See, my friends who know me know that I always say, celebrate your wins, no matter how big or small. But let me tell you why this works to cultivate unshakable self-confidence from a neurological perspective. See, confidence is closely linked to our brain's reward system, which involves neurotransmitters such as dopamine and serotonin. So when we experience any level of success or accomplishment, these neurotransmitters in our brain are released, resulting in feelings of pleasure and satisfaction. So over time, these repeated experiences of success can lead to reinforcement of confidence, resulting related to our neural circuits in our brain. See, this is reinforcing our reward pathways in our brain. And 4, get comfortable with failure. See, without failures or setbacks, there really is no growth, in my opinion. Fear of failure only keeps us complacent and stagnant because We paralyze ourselves from taking risks or trying anything new. And studies show resilience of failure is crucial for building confidence. It's called learned optimism, which suggests reframing any type of setbacks positively. See, I employ this all the time. And if you listen to my most recent episode on how stoicism is helping me through one of my most stressful periods, I spoke about the power of changing my frame of reference. So the next time you experience something that feels like a failure, try to reframe it, to think of it as a learning opportunity. Moreover, getting comfortable with failure fosters a growth mindset, which empowers us to pursue those goals with confidence despite any potential setback. And five, build strong, deep sense of self-worth. Self-worth is our internal sense of being and feeling good enough. When we believe in our own inherent value and worthiness, we are more likely to trust ourselves, set boundaries, and assert our needs and desires. This self-assurance forms the essential foundation upon which self-confidence can really start to flourish and empower us to take those risks, pursue our passions, and achieve our goals. Next, trust thyself. Confidence is having trust and a belief in our own abilities. And when we trust ourselves, we foster a sense of empowerment and a sense of agency. This means we are more likely to take ownership of actions and choices rather than seeking external validation or approval. The sense of self-reliance and autonomy contributes to greater self-confidence and fulfillment in our lives. And seven, believe in your ability to improve and track your progress. See, as we learn, self-confidence is not a fixed trait. So when we have faith in our abilities and trust that we can achieve anything, our goals, we're more inclined to take proactive steps forward. And to my point number three about celebrating our successes along the way serves as this powerful reinforcement of our progress, then it makes sense that it's really imperative to track progress to identify and celebrate those successes along the way, right? And eight, acquire and master your skills. See, self-confidence is closely related to self-efficacy beliefs, which refers to our own beliefs in our ability to succeed in specific tasks or situations. And according to Albert Bandura's social cognitive theory, self-efficacy beliefs are formed through combination of a mastery of an experience, social modeling, social persuasion, and psychology and emotional state, psychological and emotional state. So when we have positive experiences of mastering and success, it allows us to develop self-efficacy beliefs, which in turn builds our self-confidence. And nine, raise and uphold your standards. My regular listeners will know exactly why I list setting and upholding our personal standards as an essential part of cultivating unshakable confidence, self-confidence. See, one of the biggest shifts I personally experienced when I started to set really clear values and set my standards was when I began cultivating this unshakable self-confidence. See, when you raise your standards, you're crystal clear of your personal values, you have high sense of self-worth, and you know exactly the direction you are headed and planned out for yourself because you know you are worthy of great things and have a commitment to your own excellence in your life. And you are, point number 10, unbothered by others' opinions. You start to completely detach your self-worth from opinions and judgments of others. And you know they bear absolutely no meaning to who you are to the core. And the only opinion that really matters, guess what? The one you have of yourself when you are alone by yourself. So, is there anything else you would add to this list that helps cultivate unshakable self-confidence? I want to end by saying, P.S., younger self, remember self-confidence is not a fixed trait. Anyone can build unshakable self-confidence, including yourself. And it's about embracing the power within yourself to cultivate self-awareness, nurture your self-worth, and master new skills. And along the way, you'll encounter setbacks that'll only serve as a stepping stone as they start to fortify your self-resilience, self-efficacy to accomplish anything you want. And thank you everyone for tuning in to another episode of PS Younger Self. It really means a lot to me that you're spending your time with me. So if you like this episode, please be sure to subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or just about anywhere you listen to your podcast. And leave me a review. Tell me what you think. It really helps me get more valuable content to you guys. So until next time, take care and remember to always live your life on your own terms.